Welcome to this Yoga Nidra practice. You might like to bring yourself to a lying position, supine. You might like to use blocks. You can have a block under the heart chakra or a block under the hip, or any type of supported pose, restorative pose that you'd like, or you can just be flat into the earth. You're just breathing naturally, easily. Go ahead, take 5, 6, 7 breaths. You're letting every aspect of your physical body rest into the earth. The joints, the hips. Physically, psychically, just entering a state of ease. Just let gravity lull you to the earth. Let's do a few long respirations as if you're just exchanging the old for the new. Letting out staticity, old stale thoughts, and drawing in a sense of newness. A sense of vitality, of regeneration. A lot of times with yoga nidra, people go through each and every body part, from toe to shoulder to head and back down, and relax each part. But I'm going to let you be a little bit more self-directed in your practice today. I'm going to let you mentally identify any places of tension, of any place of discomfort, and just draw your breath and a gentle thought to that space and breathe and think into that place. You're using long, slow respirations and a very, very gentle disposition. So you're just going to do this throughout your body, or wherever you feel any type of distraction. Really, if you're just breathing and the body just feels like one light open vessel and everything is fine, then that means your body's relaxed and you're ready to go beyond. So one way is just to breathe deep into the center of the mind. And then you see if your mind is being distracted towards any physical point. And if so, then you need to give attention to that space through thought, through breath, and see if you can give a sense of ease and relief. And then again, revisit that nice deep breath deep into the center point of the mind and see if there's any sticking points, if there's anything where that's calling your attention or not. What we're looking for is that very clean respiration all the way to the very source of your cognition, the very center of mind. and exhale out, creating a beautiful stream of thought, of consciousness, of existence. And really, our physical body is nothing but a reflection of our mental body. Those mental thoughts affect the glands, and the glands affect the physical body, and we basically undergo the repercussions of our thoughts. So if we can get that thought clean and pure, then we get a sense of relief, a sense of healing, of calm, of sanctity through the whole physical plane. And the mental body still relaxed. So take some time to check in, to breathe, to internalize your whole experience. Again, yoga nidra is a practice of deep relaxation. Not just like when you're sitting back on the couch in some type of restful pose, but when you've gone deep enough in where the brain starts changing its wavelengths and you're opening up new stratum of mind. Brain is physical, mind is purely psychic. And we can start to make that mind very still, quiet. Then that brings distinct rest and recovery. Then one's sleep will be less as well. How many nights have we experienced where the mind is agitated and engaged and you can't? The physical body can't even get rest at night because it's mentally agitated. So when you can get the mind very calm and still and focused and centered and just at ease, then the physical body is just able to recover. It's able to regenerate quickly. And that's what sleep is about. Regeneration. It's a sense of pause, so that when life kicks in again in an active endeavor, one will be ready and faster and better than before. And while yoga nidra itself is not sleep per se, it is coming into a psychic aspect that allows deep, deep regeneration of the physical tissues, of your mental realm, and of your spiritual body. So just let yourself breathe and create that space of recovery, of healing. By finding that very sacred spot within you. And you can feel it. It'll have a physical, tangible experience or expression. The heart rate, the respiratory rate, everything slows and eases. And you'll feel your mind unfold and flower. It will open. When that mind opens, it gives expansion to the eye feeling. It gives a glimpse into the psycho-spiritual realm. And all sorts of subtle faculties awaken. Let your let breath be long and slow and steady. May your inner drisht or vision be pointed, focused, and exact. And pinpoint yourself deeper into that state of repose, of release. Embraced by the warm thoughts of the universe, the kindness of the skies, and the joy of the air and the breeze. Each and every respiration is like an embrace, a deep embrace with the world and universe around you. Physical bodies light, mental bodies pure, spiritual bodies engaged. It's a way to renew, to totally reconceptualize one's existence. So just breathe on and on as you take in the new and let go of the old, and become one great being in this universe.